long hard days. They don't say God's changed my ways, changed my ways, those evil ways. So I set out, cross that way, strike them down to make them pay, change their ways, their evil ways. But I can't
back. Now we're having fun with technology again. All right, back to the phones. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, Chris, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Julie had me call back in and said I was breaking up. You can hear me clearly now?
Yes.
Okay. I kind of lost my train of thought. I won't be much longer. So people, I hope, will know where I'm coming from, whether they agree with me or not. I have an agenda. I've had it for 5 years, and it's very controversial. And if there was 10,000 pastors to call in, they couldn't identify or even know the Antichrist and the second beast, which gives the Antichrist his power. That's appalling ignorance. But we have to. We have to keep trying. Not by force, with words. And like you said before, we've been taken over and controlled by words. And that's all a Christian has, is words. You may think of them or call them pacifists, cowards, or whatever. We have to use words. The Word of God. The Bible. King James Bible specifically. Well, I hope that clarifies to people in the listening audience where I'm coming from in my very unerudite and enunciation in my speech. But that covers it for me today. Thank you for the time, and I'm going to hang up, okay?
Thanks, Fred. Much appreciated. There are some interesting things on RBN. A couple of things real quick before we go back to the phones. A lot of things, I would say, worth looking at. Let's see. Fauci's monstrous conflicts of interest published yesterday. CDC is the nation's biggest marketer of vaccines. The video, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on Bill Gates and Tony Fauci, which, by the way, is on Larry Keane's, the Larry Keane channel, 201 subscribers. It's an unlisted video, so you will not find it unless you find it embedded in places like this post. FYI, that's about a half hour. Confirmed 5G forced installation in schools nationwide during COVID-19 lockdown. And that's another video, 25 minutes, Logic Before Authority channel, published March 16th. It's, again, reposted on Republic Broadcasting. .org, obviously, but that was published yesterday, and a couple others that, I don't know. Just some things, human lab rats, the U.S. government's secret history of grisly experiments. You put that together. That was April 23rd by John W. Whitehead over at the Rutherford Institute. And that together with Chuck Baldwin's piece, Corona Endgame, Forced Vaccinations and Total Control and Surveillance Over Our Lives, which gets back to kind of where I was headed. With these fact check pieces, there are the couple that I saw, for example, where is that? The Verify pieces by what's his name? Tegna affiliates. Verify. the Microsoft patent didn't specifically say it was, designed or intended to chip people. So the cryptocurrency patent, that people have talked about lately. Right. But it didn't mention specifically that was not an aspect of the technology. And it also, it's a cryptocurrency patent for idiots like the kid who did the Tegna piece, Verify. You are an idiot, quite frankly. You're just an idiot in simple terms, or you're on the payroll or both. Because if you were smart enough to see that patent doesn't mention implants, you would also notice that it is a cryptocurrency patent that doesn't mention what platform that it's specifically intended to work with. In other words, it's vague and ambiguous enough. It is a cryptocurrency patent that doesn't mention a cryptocurrency system or platform or particular brand, if you will. So it's a cryptocurrency patent that doesn't mention a cryptocurrency. Gosh, that's interesting. So the point is that it is... can't think of the word. Starts with an A, I believe. Abstracted. Conceptually, it's abstracted to the point that those kinds of details are left out. And again, I think Scott was lucky. We're going, and he's at the Las Vegas Gaming Convention, Pete's sake. We're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables, and I know it's difficult. Mobile, what you have to understand is this is just a first step. This is the first step. Really? Go look up Scott Klosowski. So here's the thing. I'm going to say this before we go back to the phones. I mean, there's all this talk, I will never... Here's what's going to happen, okay? I've talked about what's going to happen at different ways, and this is not fear-mongering. This is hopefully to get people's attention, because I firmly believe people should have been at the governor's offices saying, which side are you on? to the Christy Noems, for example, we understand that it's highly suspect, shall we say. It's a weird coincidence that you said, I don't have the authority to lock down South Dakota. What was that, the first? And then within a week, suddenly there's this explosion of cases in South Dakota. Not just in South Dakota, but hundreds of cases at Smithfield Foods, which is a national meat packing, provider. And then to cover their tracks and to... Oh, somebody, some bad guy probably said, oh, you know what? Wait, that's a great idea. Now we can use this to sort of infect the mindset of the body politic with regard to the meat packing industry. Nobody, we will basically get people thinking, you know, like meat in America has COVID-19. Brief aside. So we played Shad Sullivan, that clip yesterday that has gone viral. I wanted to mention, I didn't mention yesterday, neglected to mention that, speaking of that, do you know how long that deal had been in the works? Namibia's first beef reaches U.S. The MSN story, when was that? That was 6 days ago, but there was an older story. The fence post, is it that one? Yeah, February 25th, 2020, African and Brazilian beef imports are deliberate attempt to destabilize U.S. cattle industry. I agree. That was February 25th. That was pretty early on, right? But that was not the beginning of this stuff. You know how the true seeker of the far north, Ralph Winterroad, has been telling us about the Federal Register for years? And years and years and years. And you know how nobody ever goes to the Federal Register? And you know how in the Federal Register there are these, you know, they promulgate substantive rules. Agencies promulgate substantive rules presumed to have the force and effect of law, right? Whatever that means. And you know how I've talked many times about James P. Hill's third house versus the fourth branch? John Marshall Law Review, 1986. Wherein he wrote, you know, the unelected congressional committee staff and unelected regulatory agency officials comprise two politically unaccounted bureaucracies, which are, you know, largely responsible for promulgating substantive rules presumed to have the force effect of law, regulatory decision making. And he said, he wrote by, and this is 1986, by largely ignoring the significant role that congressional committee staff members play in influencing the sausage making process, reformers proposing formal changes, throwing out the 535, overlook the need for simultaneous exploration of informal reforms. You got to throw all the rascals out. Anyway, speaking of all of this, here is a Federal Register document dated July 13, 2016. 2016, eligibility of Namibia to export meat products to the United States. Agency FDA, Food Safety and Inspection Service, the FSIS of the USDA, excuse me. So the Food Safety and Inspection Service is amending the federal meat inspection regulations to add Namibia to the list of countries eligible to export meat and meat products to the United States. Well, I think that's curious timing. Effective date, September 12, 2016. That's curious, you know. Background, on September 18, 2015, again, curious. But, you know, you start looking into this and you realize, setting aside those weird curiosities of, you know, coincidences of timing for people who like 9/11, not you and I, but bad guys, opportunities of crisis, arsonists, psychopaths. You start reading the history of this evaluation of the Namibian meat inspection system, as explained in the proposed rule. In 2002 and again in 2005, the government of Namibia requested approval to export meat, beef products to the United States. Namibia stated that if approved, its immediate intent was to export boneless, not ground, raw beef products such as primal cuts, chuck blade, and beef trimmings to the United States. In 2006, FSIS conducted a document review to evaluate the laws, regulations, etc., etc. In 2009, FSIS conducted a follow-up on-site audit to verify, and all I'm saying is this has been in the works for a long time. In response to the 2013 audit findings, skipping forward, FSIS concluded on the basis of the 2014 audit. So this has been going on for a long time, more than a decade. And, you know, every time the Federal Register comes up, I say we ought to have people watching this, but we really shouldn't have to. You know, the administrative fourth branch should not exist. It is extra constitutional. It is the quasi executive, quasi everything. They say it's quasi legislative, quasi judicial. It has, the fourth branch has powers welded together from all three duly constituted branches. And as people like R.J. Pistrito and Gary Lawson, Pistrito even quoting, citing Gary Lawson, Rise and Rise of the Administrative State, Harvard Law Review. As those guys have pointed out, you know, sometimes it even combines those powers in the same person within the same agency. That's patently un-American. So I just wanted to note that the eligibility of Namibia to export meat products to the United States has been in the works for well over a decade, which should horrify folks. No offense, Namibia, but we've never needed that here in America. Ever. Back to the other issue. Speaking again, before we go back to the phones, Corona endgame, forced vaccinations and total control and surveillance over lives, Chuck Baldwin. That's posted on republicbroadcasting.org back on April 23rd. So here's what it's going to look like. For those who say, well, I will never, well, you're not going to be asked. You're going to be told. And here's a little scenario. You're hearing about contact tracing, right? Suddenly, kind of like social distancing. What? Kind of like Homeland Security 20 years ago. Homeland Security? Remember that book? Rand Corporation preparing the U.S. Army for Homeland Security? Concepts, Issues, and Options. Rand Corporation. You can find it on Amazon. It was published months before 9/11. It was March or April, right? What does it say on Amazon? Yeah, let's see if I can find that real quick. Amazon? Yeah. So Amazon says, published April 9, 2001. That's funny, because there was no Homeland Security. Preparing the U.S. Army for Homeland Security. Concepts, Issues, and Options. Published April 9, 2001. Funny, and that was just, it was just a few short weeks. After 9/11, George Bush appointed Tom Ridge, Secretary of Homeland Security, right? And they just blew up that jumpy castle. This is the way that I think of it. You know, they showed up with this infrastructure like a jumpy castle at your kid's birthday party, and there it was. Overnight. Where did it come from? Again, Angus Bergen tells us. Imagining a new moral economy. I would like to emphasize, it is a misnomer to think that crises lead to reimagining. The work to do the reimagining needs to happen before the crisis takes place. That's how these guys think. Preparing the U.S. Army for Homeland Security. So at the same time, you know, the way that these things work, you know, suddenly we get these sound bites that roll out. My goodness. Contact tracing. Here's how it's going to work. Well, I'll explain and then we'll go back to the phone. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special.
Welcome back.
I wanna have control.
Anthony Fauci was on with Jake Tapper yesterday, right? And he emphasized the word need. Your use of the word need there. Yeah. And by the way, I don't think it's funny at all that Brad Pitt is playing Anthony Fauci and Fauci thinks that's fun. I think it's sinister. So here's what's going to happen. The entire healthcare system has effectively been largely furloughed, right? It's a skeleton crew at this point. It's a giant COVID-19 catcher's mitt, to say the least. The lifting will invariably result in a second wave, quote unquote, as folks like Professor Knut Vitkowski, Dr. Dan Erickson, and others have mentioned. By the way, have you noticed the rash of too soon suggestibilist headlines lately? Is it too soon to lift? This is a suggestibilist thing, tactic. And again, like I said, was it yesterday? People don't realize that they are being led by the nose in a Rand Corporation game theory sort of script. And it requires your buy-in. Remember, Stafford Beer said control needs to be built into the mechanism. That's how good cybernetics work. You have to start thinking in those sorts of Machiavellian terms to make sense of these kinds of things. Once you see that, then you can see it coming. Like now, there's going to be a second wave. It's going to be worse. And what will result? What do the opportunists of crisis, what do the arsonists, what diabolical plans and schemes do they have waiting in the wings? You know, sometimes there are these admissions. Well, I mean, it's not like we're taking over the country. We're just imagining that these bad things could happen, and sometimes things happen that cause bad things to happen, like, you know, a pandemic. But there is no pandemic. There is none. We are having a seasonal flu. In fact, again, from what I gather, the CDC is telling us that the seasonal flu is worse by, you know, several times than this thing that we're being propagandized with. Don't we wonder about that? Isn't it hashtag facts not fear we're interested in? Don't we want science-based, data-driven hashtag facts not fear? Aren't we supposed to be following the science wherever it leads us? Isn't that what we're hearing? Oh, you mean it's all just rhetoric? Okay. So you have to get the people's buy-in. Good control works that way. You know, the folks who say, you know, I mean, speaking of Shadow Ring, one of the things that Ben Swan and who else was talking about it? The voting. Ben Swan in Shadow Ring mentioned the Testing Theories of American Politics, Elites, Interest Groups, and Average Citizens by Martin Gillens and Benjamin Page, Princeton and Northwestern, which proves that, as they said in their assessment, multivariate analysis indicates that economic elites and organized groups representing business interests have substantial independent impacts on U.S. government policy. Average citizens and mass-based interest groups have little or no independent influence. Then why is George Soros wasting money on Occupy? Why is Hillary Clinton stumping to get the average American out to vote? She doesn't care about the average American. You know it. I know it. Because you have to get people's buy-in. Stafford Beer told us the control has to be built into the mechanism. You have to get people's buy-in. And that's one of the things that bad guys like Bernays told us. It's exhausting. They don't want to do that. But they have to, and sometimes things don't move fast enough. So you have a Bill Gates come out and do what he's doing anyway. So you get people's buy-in, like I said yesterday. You victimize people with this thought process that, oh my goodness, we were responsible for, you know, we begged to have this, you know, this thing that's not a thing lifted, and we did it too soon. They told us, remember, you naughty children, we asked, is it too soon? And look at that, we crashed the country. I guess we need to all be in timeout. That's how it works. That psychological diabolical nonsense. That's what we're dealing with. So what can we expect to happen as a result of this? I'll tell you, and we'll go back to the phone. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. All right. So here's what you can expect. Unless, of course, you know, we get out. You got to get out in front of this stuff. And that's what I keep trying to do. That's the point of talking about some of these things. Like active hospitalizations, for example, and then focusing on the fact that we haven't overwhelmed the healthcare system, and now trying to get out in front and if you can tell people, if we can have a sign on the side of the road going forward that stays there as we go forward that says, here's what's going to happen. I guess we're getting to a point where, you know, we're in H.G. Wells' time machine or something, because, you know, little children just go, yeah, you said it would happen and it's magically happening. No, it's not magically happening. this whole situation is being engineered. So here's what you can expect. As we go forward and it, as it becomes more clear, I mean, the food stuff notwithstanding, and all of this stuff, again, you know, I have this thing that I drew myself a couple of months ago. Restricted travel, real ID, vaccines, 5G, bioengineering, surveillance, eugenics, population reduction, AI, rewilding, continuity of government, cashless society, cryptocurrency, economic reset, i.e. collapse, UBI, universal basic income, crushing the fossil fuels, right? Build transition to sustainable, blah, 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 green energy. Remember what, what's his name said, Mikhail Gorbachev, back in the day? Future is green. Is that how he said it? That all goes into a funnel, and out the bottom of the funnel comes a control grid, police state, technocratic, communitarian, communist, socialist, fascist dystopia. And along the way, again, Orwell's 1984, page 155, you have to have a sign along the side of the road as we go forward, because this is all getting erased in real time in Orwellian fashion. Do you realize that the past, starting from yesterday, has been actually abolished? If it survives anywhere, it is in a few solid objects with no words attached to them, like that lump of glass there. Already we know almost nothing about the revolution and the years before the revolution. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book has been rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street and building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. As I've mentioned recently, that is a practice that's more than 100 years old. Stalin's Russia was particularly notorious for those kinds of things. And that process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. I know, of course, that the past is falsified, but it would never be possible for me to prove it, even when I did the falsification myself. After the thing is done, no evidence ever remains. The only evidence is inside my own mind, and I don't know with any certainty that any other human being shares my memories. Just in that one instance, in my whole life, I did possess actual concrete evidence after the event, years after it. Anyway, that's what we're looking at. And so you tell people, here's what's going to happen. There will be a second wave. It's being engineered. It's an obvious consequence, according to the experts. Combine that with a largely healthcare, or largely furloughed healthcare system, and what do you get? You get what's coming, and like Dr. Erickson noted in their April 22nd press conference, a furloughed healthcare system and a nation of immunosuppressed, shelter-in-place people is not the combination you want. So that will cause the second wave, which will overwhelm a furloughed healthcare system, which will, we'll get told we're bad children. And then, because the digital testing has now come online, there are some things happening in the last few weeks and months that are unprecedented. We didn't need these things. And now it's happening. People realize what happens when you change entire company's production. The entire production of, GM, for example, to suit these kinds of things. You nationalize those things on the fly. So as a result of that, and this testing coming online, we're hearing about contact tracing. Now, suddenly, because naughty children, you've crashed the country again, we're going to have to really get vigorous about testing. Who decides who needs testing? When you listen to Fauci talk about the word need, Who's deciding? That's always the question. And then you start, you know, factoring in this contact tracing that they're getting more and more. You can hear, we've been saying for the last couple of months, the language is going to go from, you know, the, what is it? David Icke calls it the totalitarian tiptoe. Going to get more heavy-handed. You're going to be vilified if you don't get tested and eventually vaccinated. And it'll go from that to you're a murderer if you don't, because you hate grandma and little children. Never mind the fact that it's 250 times more dangerous to be in the womb than, you know, have COVID floating around. And then eventually you'll be considered a terrorist. But that notwithstanding, with the testing stuff, here's what's going to happen. If nothing changes, if we don't get out in front of this, here's what you can expect. You and I will say no. Many people will say no. But what's going to happen is somebody's at the grocery store. Might even be a plant. Could be. Why not? That's what Machiavellian ne'er-do-wells do. That's what opportunity of crisis ne'er-do-wells do. James Corbett just did a video, by the way. Can you find this video? Speaking of Drs. Erickson and Masihi. See what I mean? Erased in real time. That's why I'm reading Orwell's, you know, anyway, never mind. So, speaking of the testing, a Machiavellian plant is sent to the grocery store. False flag. That kind of stuff. Look what's happened to the meatpacking industry. Is it just an accidental coincidence of history that the meatpacking industry is just decimated at the same time that we're about to get shipments of beef from Namibia? What an amazing coincidence. Oh my goodness. Thank goodness someone thought ahead, right? Anyway, so someone's going to go to the grocery store, and I've told you for months that's ground zero. The checkers at the grocery store have the gloves. If they're not changing gloves with every customer who comes through the line, then like Dr. Dan Erickson said, those gloves are a breeding ground. They're a magnet for fomites. And you're making sure that you get everything that comes off of anything that would be spread, and that you're sticking that stuff on every customer's groceries as they go out the door. So send someone in who really has something. Make sure it's early in the morning, nice and early, and probably on all of those days. Remember, you know how all of the stores across the country have done this thing where you know, the special hours for the immunocompromised or whatever. Make sure it's one of those people. Make sure you send like a healthcare worker or someone in with them. And it's those folks. And you make sure that you get the really immuno. And I'm not saying that that's a good idea. What I'm saying is this is how bad guys think. Look what has happened at the nursing homes and those kinds of care facilities across the country. They've been particularly, it seems, targeted almost. So you send someone at those hours, and then, oh my goodness, you guys are killing grandma. Someone is at the grocery store. We have to go back and find out who was at the grocery store. You go back through the digital records. Everybody's, you know, nobody's using cash, even though it doesn't make any sense. So we can trace those. Everybody who was at the grocery store at that check stand, for example, it's pretty easy to do. And so you will have gone to the grocery store later that day, but now you get a phone call. Yeah, we just need you to come in for testing. And, well, I was at the grocery store later, and didn't you guys clean everything up after that when you... Or, you know, maybe it was the next day. Maybe it was 2 days later because it can live on surfaces for up to 72 hours, right? You guys cleaned up after that, right? You closed and you cleaned up. You did your cleaning, daily cleaning, and then I was there the next day. I wasn't even there the same day. Yeah, but we just need you to come down and get tested. Because, you know, we did the contact tracing and you were in the lot of contacts traced. Well, I wasn't there. I was there the next day. So I'm good. Well, I'll tell you what. Here, you know, now we have this rule that's on the books. And if you don't come down, we'll send law enforcement to come get you. And we will detain you. And by the way, when we detain you, you'll get tested anyway. So what's it going to be? That's what's coming. Does that sound terrifying to you? Because it does to me. And if you don't understand the correlation to 1939, so to speak, then go watch Edwin Black's IBM and the Holocaust, that video that he did back in 2009, that talk that he gave, IBM and the Holocaust, Smoking Gun Documents, Endicott, New York, September 15, 2009. Go watch that. Go listen to how meticulous the Nazis were and how helpful IBM was with the Hollerith machine and the punch card system in identifying, contact tracing. And then do a little bit of research on Bill Gates and Microsoft and the parallels. This is a hardcore push. It is terrifying when you understand those kinds of historical lessons, I think. That's what's coming. It doesn't matter if you're infected or not. That's never been the point. There is no pandemic, for heaven's sake. It's never been the point. It's part of the method, right? You terrorize people. You get them into a state of fear and panic so that they're paralyzed. And then you just exercise your will. And that becomes the new normal. That's how it works. We shouldn't be terrified. We should be at every governor's office right now, camped out. And if you're someone like Kristi Noem, we understand it's a weird, coincidence. Very suspicious. So we just want to make sure that you're on the side of liberty and the people. Okay, just checking. And then for the rest, for the Jay Inslees and the Gavin Newsoms and the Andrew Cuomos, and you are not qualified to run a hot dog stand. Beat it. You're done. The Boston Tea Party, the Boston Governor Party, the governors go on the harbor. Don't be afraid. This is what bad guys have envisaged. The writing is on the wall. Just as a little quick, how long this stuff has been going on, you can go way back. That's interesting. Here's a video. I want to do this real fast. Microneedle technology. Oxford Nano Delivery. Used to be a website, oxfordnanodelivery.com. Apparently it's gone now. That's weird. Wonder why that is. But this is a video from 2013. Speaking of nano, microneedle, nano delivery of vaccines. How long been bad guys been thinking about this? Go ahead, please.
Medical science has shown that the skin is full of immune cells. And scientists now know that this is a very effective area for the application of vaccines and other life-saving drugs. The pharmaceutical industry is waking up to the fantastic opportunity of microneedles. And we're working on a new process to turn the whole concept of microneedles into a commercially viable proposition.
With current silicon technology, we're limited by single length microneedles. With plastic technology, we're aiming to have two lengths of needles, which will allow us to inoculate two layers within the skin. It should make more effective use of the vaccination.
The big innovative step here is that we're moving away from semiconductor technology into the world of plastics. An investment to set up a plant is much less with plastics. This next investment will enable us to move forward from proof of concept into lab-scale manufacturing. The next big step for us is alliances and commercial partnerships with healthcare companies and big pharmaceutical companies to develop new products using our technology.
We can go beyond using these plastic needles from vaccination through to possibly using cosmetics, allergy testing, allergy treatments, cancer treatments.
With this technology, we can save many, many more lives.
There you go. That's 2013. There are plenty of other videos you can find that old and older. This is not a new thing. Don't believe that, oh my goodness, suddenly, you know, I mentioned Mark Prosnitz, for example, at Georgia Tech. These guys have been working on this for a long time. These kinds of things, they've been salivating, waiting for the right opportunity of crisis. Be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need.
Welcome back. It's always interesting when people get out in front of stuff. Infodemic is a new talking point, and like I said, Homeland Security has issued the 5-point plan of the German Marshall Fund. Some people are, awfully cutting edge. To the phones, Tom in Utah, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Hey, you've been referring to Andrew Cuomo. Curious, I lived and worked in metropolitan New York, particularly responsible for the communications team that went into the Trade Towers and Building 7 to create all that electronics to connect the businesses.
Do you think Andrew Cuomo should remain governor of New York? Is he doing a good job if he has more cases than any other country but America reported?
Well, interesting. He has tight connections to the world trade with the trading.
Do you think he should remain governor of New York? Is he doing a good job if he has more cases than any other country reported according to the official Holy Grail of data? What do you think?
Well, that's an absolute no. Yeah, you're right. But what's really curious in all that, he's condemning or criticizing Donald Trump for not acting quickly on this case. What's really interesting is since I've had to interact with the ambassador to China, John Huntsman, when I was asked to identify the cause of death in those FEMA trailers, I learned something in all this, that the boys that are tied to the stock market have the first information of anybody to facilitate insider trading. So if there's a problem in China, the first people that would be aware of that would not be the government officials. It would be the stock market spies that are watching the activity around the production of the products that they may be protecting in the stock market.
So, well, speaking of markets, one of the things that guys like Robert Kiyosaki have mentioned is that this is the interesting sort of curious timing of this stuff and the crash of the repo market last September. So, anyway.
Yeah. Well, all I know is these boys have their men out there observing or taking the temperature of all the activity across the world, and the stock market boys know things before anybody else does.
Yeah. And Cuomo, I appreciate your call, Tom.
Bloomberg.
Thank you.
De Blasio.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thanks, Tom. Mike, Pat. Sorry we missed you guys. Folks, I hope it was informative, and I hope we get out in front of this thing and that we all come up to speed fast enough to save, to restore, to revive America truly. That's my hope. I love my country and my countrymen. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.